Good evening, I'm Anthony Mason.
Hello, I'm Will Flitzer in Washington.
Свірим часи по настоящему.
Welcome to the world news from Al Jazeera.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
Sir, go ahead.
Today, anyone with a smartphone or a laptop can spread information and video around the world immediately.
This newfound power can play a vital role in our understanding of events in places that have been cut off from traditional journalism. As in Syria, where the effects of the violent civil war are captured by citizens who are often trapped behind the firing line. In this digital age, it is nearly impossible for tyrants to mask their cruelty, and anyone can speak about oppression to a global audience. But digitization has a dark side. Social media, like Twitter and Facebook, often release information to the public that has not been verified, or long before a legitimate news organization would release it. So it is possible for erroneous information to spread quickly. Take the case of Virender Jubal. Several European news outlets named the Canadian Sikh as a possible suspect for the November 2015 Paris terror attack. They even published a photo of him wearing a suicide bomber vest. But Mr. Jubal was completely innocent. Someone had manipulated a photo on his Facebook page and posted it on social media as a joke. It quickly spread, causing Mr. Jubal to suffer extreme damage to his reputation and a lot of emotional distress. This is a dramatic example, but think about it. How many times have you fallen for clickbait? Those deceptive ads that lure you to click with gossip or untrue information. For example, those ads that imply a famous celebrity has died or suffered a terrible tragedy. Unlike traditional journalism, social media does not have an obligation to the truth. Its users are its reporters, and they are accountable to no one. A smart news consumer is always aware of this discrepancy between traditional media and social media.
Exercising news literacy is a skill like any other skill. It requires thoughtful concentration and consideration. A literate news consumer uses the tools we have outlined to evaluate the mounds of information we encounter every minute of every day. Thank you for watching the News Literacy Series, produced by Voice of America, VOA Learning English, and the Stony Brook University School of Journalism.